megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Sugar.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Out campaigning now that he has won the Republican nomination to be U.S. Senator, it's time for Mike Rogers to start being seen in public. Well, in Big Rapids, Mike Rogers, Michigan's Republican U.S. Senate nominee, says he'll do anything in his power to stop Gotion Incorporated, the battery technology manufacturer with a Chinese parent company, from developing in rural Michigan. Yesterday, Rogers' campaign, along with Michigan Republican Party Chair Pete Hoekstra, U.S. Congressman John Molinar, hosted a rally on a horse farm in Mecosta County discussing their opposition to the Gotion project. The media was there, cameras were there, reporters were there. A picture taken of Rogers being interviewed by the media got major attention. One of the things that is very interesting, Gotion, a Chinese government-based company, a producer of lithium-ion batteries and energy storage systems, was awarded several incentives from the state of Michigan to build a large plant there in Mecosta County. Included in the abatements, the giveaways, the taxpayer dollars, 30 years, three decades of tax exemptions worth $540 million was approved by that county's Board of Commissioners, county government. In addition to the county tax exemptions of basically property taxes, build this huge plant, we won't charge you any property taxes for 30 years. Hundreds of millions of dollars in grants and other guarantees were given from the taxpayers of the entire state of Michigan. Not just the county government, but us taxpayers statewide. Where did it come from? The Corporate Development Fund, known as SOAR, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, which is currently bankrolled by corporate income taxes. They, the board of the SOAR Fund, gave Gotion $175 million of our taxpayer dollars in grants, in directly backing the project. Understand the background. Overseeing the project is Gotion's office in California, which is dedicated to research and development of electric vehicle technology. Stop right there. Electric vehicles are not popular, they're not selling, and I predict within a few years, 10, 15, 20, whenever it occurs, they will be dinosaurs. Electric vehicles is a dying industry. It's dying even before it gets off the ground. Why do I say that? Hydrogen-powered engines. Hydrogen, very cheap, very affordable. The fuel can be produced quite easily. The exhaust, water. Water on the roads, evaporating in the summer. As soon as it hits the hot pavement, it's gone. As the vehicle travels down the road at 50, 60 miles an hour, not a problem in any way, shape, or form. Doing no damage at all to the environment. So we're going to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in a technology that soon is going to be dead, a dinosaur. Now, the interesting part about Gotion, its parent company is Gotion High Tech Company Limited. And where is it based out of? China. Back in July of 2022, articles of association, the basis for which the company operates, instructed the company to make sure that their employees, anybody working for the company in any way, shape, or form, to ensure necessary conditions for carrying out activities by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Rogers, coming from the FBI, formerly served as a special agent, has published that the Chinese government and the CCP are responsible for emanating our counterintelligence and economic espionage efforts. As for politics here at home, Rogers is talking about the project as being a national security issue, as well as an issue linked to the Democrats' push for mandates of electric vehicles. He's tapping both his resume and being a special agent and the former chair of the U.S. House Permanent Select Intelligence Committee from 2011 through 2014. Rogers, talking to the media, said this deal benefits China. This is not benefiting the local community. I have talked to a lot of the small and medium manufacturers in the area. The government is going to subsidize higher wages for a Chinese plant at their expense. Rogers told the media, there are things at the federal level that will make it very difficult for them to actually build this plant. Number one, they've got to get special visas for their Chinese workers. That is a formal legal process that goes through Washington, D.C., folks. You don't get those visas from the states. You get them from Washington. Back in the day, January 30th hearing in Molinar's House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, Leon Panetta, he was the defense secretary under then-President Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Leon Panetta said he doesn't think that there's any question that the CCP would take advantage of the Gotion situation. He said he predicted the CCP would use their manufacturing unit from Mecosta County for its own intelligence purposes. Folks, it goes even deeper than that. Let me connect the dots for you real quick. I've already said electric vehicles are going to be dinosaurs in 10, 15, 20 years. China is in this for the long haul. They are at war with America. We just don't know it. They want to eventually turn us into a communist country, possibly even taking us over. Electric vehicles become dinosaurs. Electric vehicle batteries, storage of energy capacities, not needed. They shut the plant down. What are they going to do with a 2,000-acre concrete-paved building surrounded by acres and acres and acres of big concrete parking lots, places for semis to park overnight, to be able to be prepared to open up the next morning and get a load out of the plant to distribute across the country? What are you going to do with that plant? I've had a intelligence person with a background in intelligence tell me that those large 2,000 mega site plants that China is going to own would make perfect runways for China's military aircraft. I know this is getting into the weeds. People are going to say, oh, Trucker, you're using all the aluminum foil in northern Michigan to put on your head for this story. He told me he was absolutely convinced that the Democrat Party, because there are known communist socialists in our federal government, in our state government, all you got to do is read the book. It's right there, outlining who they are, how long they've been in politics. This is a facade for the Chinese government to be able to set up military landing zones in our own country, right here in northern Michigan. Mark my words, write it down, tell your friends, you got to listen to this podcast. August 22nd, 2024, hour number two, segment two, second half hour, Trucker said electric vehicles become dinosaurs and Goshen will turn it into a Chinese government landing zone. Final segment of hour number two, final segment of this story. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment talking about this rally that they had in Mecosta County, Green Township area, where they want to build the Goshen battery plant. What happened in Green Township, anti-Goshen organizers worked together and recalled five of the township board members in a November 2023 special election. They ran the table. All of them got voted out of office that supported and gave the special use permit to Goshen. The community fought back, recalled those officials, and voted them out of office. Another woman spoke at the event, Kathy Fleming, vice chair of the 2nd Congressional District's Republican Caucus. Although she lives in Osceola County, she described herself as one of the more than 300 people who started coming to the township meetings. Anytime they had it on the agenda regarding Goshen, her and 300 people showed up, packed the township hall. They didn't have enough chairs. She asked a very simple question. Why does weed dispensaries, adult entertainment stores require local input from our communities to approve them, but not a large-scale battery technology plant owned and to be operated by Chinese Communist Party company? She said she believes the fear concerning Chinese companies purchasing farmland in rural Michigan is becoming more and more a serious thing. Maybe back in the 1990s, we were all busy raising our families. We didn't think about it. We were trying to be a good guy, let everybody come in. But then you realize they're actually a national security threat, a military adversary. This is Central Michigan. We have the most fresh water in all of the United States. We are in a water crisis here in America. They want to build over top of a water aquifer that goes from the Muskegon River down and out to Lake Michigan. They basically want to pave over 1,000 acres of concrete over top of a water aquifer. I'm the one that told them to research the amount of wetlands they're going to be destroying by building this project. That's not a state issue, folks. You can make that into a federal issue. And that's exactly what they did. They slowed the entire process down because they went to the Army Corps of Engineers, Washington, D.C. First of all, those guys work like they're covered in molasses. It is a long, drawn-out process anytime you get the Army Corps of Engineers involved. I told them to do a wetland indicator species study. Before they start bulldozing, before they start grading, before they start destroying all the natural indicator species that indicates wetlands, get a wetland study done. Guess what they found? Just like I predicted. 2,000 acres? Anywhere in the state of Michigan. You get 2,000 acres put together anywhere in the state of Michigan, I can absolutely guarantee you, you got 10%, 200 acres of naturally occurring wetlands on that 2,000 acres. Talk to any farmer. Look at the low-lying spot in the middle of the cornfield or the hayfield where there's a willow tree, providing shade for the farmer to eat his lunch under. That's a wetland. Those willow trees will not grow in flat, graded land, farmland that's tilled up and plowed up every year, planting corn or hay or barley or whatever. It's not going to happen in a wetlands. That's why you see the trees there. I asked Grandpa Bishop on his farm, Grandpa, why do you got a tree right in the middle of the farm? He laughed. He goes, that's where I go and sit to have my lunch every day. His dinner that Grandma packed for him. Yeah, dinner is lunch. Supper is dinner. Go figure. You farmers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Bottom line is this. This is another major concern based on the fact that this location in Green Township, it's within 100 miles of Camp Grayling. Michigan's National Guard and other military training facility operations are conducted. Again, folks, connect the dots. Thousands of acres paved with concrete could become runways for Chinese government military planes reloading, refueling operations 100 miles away from Camp Grayling. It's not aluminum foil, people. It's connecting the dots and thinking about what is China's real motives. They want to destroy America. They want to take it over. They want to make it a communist country. They may even want to run it someday. We won't be here. But our kids...